the Off-Grid Agorist Podcast. This podcast is about sharing our journeys into liberty through self-sufficiency, off-grid living, non-compliance, counter-economics, and the Agora. Every episode will contain useful, practical, and applicable information you can use to gain the freedom you deserve. This information is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered legal or financial advice. You could even consider it to be fictional if you choose. Before we start the show, I want to remind you about The Hitching Post, our free bi-weekly newsletter all about liberty through self-sufficiency and counter-economics. To sign up, go to offgridagorist.com/newsletter or click the link in the show notes. Thanks. Let's get on with the show.
Good morning, everyone. It's Regina with Maximum Off-Grid, and today I am giving you 7 reasons to go off-grid right now. If you have been on the verge of going off-grid, if you have the means, if you almost have the means, push yourself, pull the trigger, and take the leap. You'll be glad you did. So, let's get into it. The first reason to go off-grid right now is that property holds its value. Property is a scarce resource. It is rare, it is getting more rare, and there is a phenomenon going on right now where land brokers and foreign entities are coming in and they are buying up all the free land. So they come in, swoop on distressed properties, and before you know it, your good opportunities are gone. We actually experienced this buying a parcel to expand our property. The owner was distressed and she was going to sell her property to a land broker. And it just happened to be serendipity that we were able to contact her and she ended up selling it to us. Another good reason that property holds value is because it's less affected by inflation. So a raw piece of land will not skyrocket unreasonably like a house. These house prices that we're experiencing they're pretty ridiculous. They're way overvalued. The building materials to build the houses right now is very expensive, but even when you consider that, the houses are just insanely priced right now, which makes it susceptible to the boom-bust cycle that is being artificially propped up by the government. So when houses bust, property values do not tend to bust alongside the houses. So you might buy property now, and it may go up 20% in value, and then the housing market busts and it drops 20% in value. Well, you're still at break even, whereas you may buy a house at the top of the market and the bust happens and you're 40, 50, 60% underwater in that house. So it is resilient to boom bust cycles. It is resilient to inflation and the values go up, just not as rapidly. The second reason to go off grid right now is you will be diversifying your dollars. So it seems that the dollar has been weakening. It seems that inflation has been getting more and more rampant. I've seen it firsthand. You've seen it firsthand. We're all feeling the effects. It's not that things are getting more expensive per se. It's that the dollar is losing its value because you simply cannot print trillions of dollars and expect that same dollar to buy the same amount of goods and services. So I recommend having a large portfolio of commodities, crypto, gold and silver, food preps, ammo, that kind of thing, and property falls into that diversification of the dollar. So you are stealing your dollars against inflation by buying property. The third reason to go off grid is you do have money-making opportunities. So when you go off-grid, a lot of people ponder, well, how will I make money while I'm off-grid? Because you think that you're going to be in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere, and you have no opportunities. Well, this is, in fact, the opposite case of what we are experiencing. Some ways you can make money off-grid is you can buy a large piece of land, and you could parcel it out and sell smaller portions of it, although I wouldn't recommend that because it's better to own property right now than to parcel it. But let's say you bought a piece of property for $80,000 and you parceled out a third of it and recouped $40,000 back. Now your payment is $40,000 less. You've made half of that back of what you purchased. So that could work out. I think a better idea is to create campsites on your property, create RV spots, build mini earth ships, do Airbnb. People love that stuff right now. People are looking to get out and enjoy the outdoors and see new things. That's a great way to capitalize on your property. I will be releasing a video in the near future of a bunch of different ways you can make money while living off-grid. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel, get the notification so you know when that video comes out. Number four for going off grid right now, you can produce your own commodities off the land. This could be lumber, it could be sand, dirt, rock, stone, mulch. You can have your own building materials. Yes, it takes a lot of work to make those materials into building materials. But building materials are very expensive right now. They are coming down in price a little bit, but they'll never go back to where they were. So those have inflated extreme amounts. So not only can you use these building materials for your own property, you can sell these building materials, and believe me, people will buy it. Number five, creating your own utilities. Water. Water is the most valuable resource we have out here in Arizona. Right now we're hauling in our own water from the water depot, but soon we'll have our own well. Water prices have been around $100 to $150 a month on municipal sources. That's well over $1,500, $1,800, $2,000 a year that you're spending just on water. So when you have your own off-grid property, you manifest or create your own water through a well, you use wild water, you use a rain catchment system, whatever it is, that is essentially a free resource after you put the upfront cost of harvesting that water. Also, electricity. Before we went off-grid, our electricity bill for the RV was about $300 a month in the warm season. So that's, you know, $3,000, $3,500 a month right there. So you're looking at, between your water and your electricity, that's easily $5,000 to $6,000 a year. Let's times that by 10 years. That's $50,000 to $60,000 a year you're paying in utilities. When you go off grid, yes, you have to pay that upfront cost to get those utilities, but it does pay for itself, and you are more resilient from the system crashing. There's been power outages in town, and we're on solar. We don't even know until someone tells us about it. So it's a really nice thing. Number six. Growing your own food. I don't know if you've noticed, but the quality of the food in the grocery stores has been coming down and the prices have been coming up. There's shrinkflation, which is they put the same price tag on it, but there is less food in the box, or the box is smaller. So we're just getting squeezed more and more by big industrial farming, by these grocery stores, by inflation. I want more control over my food. We grow our own vegetables and fruits. I know exactly what's going into that plant. I know it's 100% organic. I know it's grown outside in a natural environment, so it tastes better. And even though there is a startup cost for gardening, it will pay itself off in a huge way. And you have food resilience towards any collapses. You'll have lots of food preps when you can and dehydrate and preserve. A big thing is meat. We are going to be doing chickens for eggs and meat and probably other types of animals. That is a more intensive process, but it's just so darn worth it because they're just pumping these animals full of who knows what. And these animals are living in horrible conditions, which affects the quality and flavor of the meat from a stressed animal. So growing your own food is a huge reason to go off-grid just on its own, especially considering that it's our third largest bill. Our first largest bill is rent or mortgage. Our second largest bill, it's not food, it's taxes. And our third largest bill is food. So if you can whittle that down, there's thousands of more dollars a year that you're saving by going off-grid. Number seven, and I think really one of the biggest reasons to go off-grid right now, is to improve your mental health and well-being. We have been through the ringer as a nation. We have been through the ringer in the world because of this health crisis crap, because of this radicalization of our governments, because of the power grabs, the power controls, the shocking media cycles, the news cycles. It's really too much to bear. And when you go off grid, you become refocused. You become refocused on self-sufficiency, sustainability, independence, and freedom. So instead of worrying and focusing on all this crap that the, news media pumps to us, we're focusing on our garden, we're focusing on our solar, on our well, on our water, on upgrades to this property. It gets you back down to reality like nothing else can. And I think we all need a bit of a reality check because what they're trying to sell us right now is so out of touch with reality. It's so unreal that you just gotta disconnect. And this is like the best way to do it. So there's a bunch more reasons I can go on about why it's good to go off-grid right now. One bonus reason I'll throw in is the freedom and stealing yourself away from this massive power grab that's going on all over the world. It gets you that much farther away from extremism, from radicalization, from polarization. You get that balance back in your life, and you can unplug from all that crap, at least to an extent. Well, I really hope that you enjoyed this video. If you did make it with me all the way to the end, please give it a like. It really helps with the algorithms on YouTube to grow this channel. The more we can grow this channel, the more support we get for the off-grid project. And in return, we can create great, informative, and entertaining content for you to enjoy. You have a great day, and we'll see you soon.